I have the honor and pleasure to announce to the world that the new president of the International Olympic Committee is Dr. Jacques Roque.
The International Olympic Committee selected Jacques Roga of Belgium as its new president today. Roga is a 59-year-old orthopedic surgeon who competed in three Olympics in yachting competition. He replaces 80-year-old Juan Antonio Samaranch, who retires today after 21 tumultuous years as president. NPR's Howard Berkus is in Salt Lake City. Morning, Howard.
Good morning, Bob.
What can Jacques Roga do for the Games and for the group that manages them?
Well, he brings integrity, a very clean reputation, a reputation for someone who projects confidence and someone who is a consensus builder to the International Olympic Committee, which is, you know, all those things the IOC desperately need right now because of the bribery scandal that involved the Salt Lake City bid for the Games. He has handled some pretty tough assignments for the IOC, supervised the preparations for last year's summer games in Sydney, which worked out to be the best ever, as the IOC declared, and I think a lot of people would agree with that. He's now tackling the very troubled preparations for the 2004 games in Athens. He's somebody who, he speaks five languages fluently, which is popular in an international group like the IOC. It seems to be a decision to put the best face forward in the wake of the corruption scandal involving Salt Lake City. That seems to be the message the IOC members are sending.
Any idea of how you might change the organization or the Olympics?
Well, he's talked a lot about doping and says he'll tackle that. And he's been a vice chair of the organization the IOC set up to deal with doping. He's also talked about the growth of the Olympics. Some people believe that the games have really spiraled out of control, too many athletes, too many reporters. It won't be easy to eliminate any of those because they all bring things to the games that no one really attached to the games want to give up, like money or like competitors. Those are two tough things. I know that some people in the IOC hope that he'll perhaps democratize the group, involve the members more. It's not clear whether that's something he will do, but that's something that there will be pressure for him to do.
Seemed for a while the IOC might actually elect Kim Moon-young of South Korea as its president, despite his alleged involvement in the Olympic bribery scandal.
Yeah, you know, Kim probably did his own candidacy in the last hours, really, of the campaign by suggesting that every IOC member should receive a $50,000 payment a year to help support their IOC work. Now, these are people who generally think of themselves as volunteers and who get all their expenses reimbursed anyway, and some IOC members actually considered this an attempt at vote buying. Kim denied that, of course, but you know, it just underscored the fact that here he is, the highest-ranking IOC official implicated in the bribery scandal, running for president. You know, his election would have probably triggered a whole host of more embarrassing headlines for the IOC.
And Samaranch, how will he be remembered?
You know, he's got a mixed legacy. He has that bribery scandal. The growing problem of doping in Olympic sports occurred on his watch. He had a regal and autocratic style that really contrasted sharply with, you know, the humility that you see in Olympic athletes and the poverty, actually, of many Olympic athletes. But he also brought in the era of money, big money, billion-dollar television and sponsorship agreements to the games. He brought the Olympics out of the era of boycotts, a much more savvy political organization now. So his legacy will be mixed. And we haven't heard the last of him, by the way. He's now honorary president for life. He's going to be around for a bit in that honorary capacity. So that the name won't disappear from the Olympic lexicon for some time to come.
Correspondent Howard Berkus covers Olympic politics for NPR News.